Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hockman and Crowder simulcast rolls on. Did you just hit yourself in the face with your headphones?
hard.
That hurt like hell.
He just hit himself in the face.
My pretty high cheekbones.
This hour brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. You got a winner, right, for the Tucker Dukes gift certificate?
Rosario.
All right, you're going to enjoy that Hockman burger if that's what you get. We're going to get to Cheers 2 this hour. We got a lot of stuff to get to during the next 2 hours of the program. There is a story that I found a little bit interesting. We talked with Mark Richt about 20, 30 minutes ago, and Adam Beasley in the Herald wrote this story that says the next 2 weeks could go a long way in shaping the Miami Dolphins' next two decades, and I really do believe that. You get now, Mark Richt said Jalen Hurts is the best quarterback in college football.
Yeah.
And it's a close one and two, right? I think Tua is just a once in a decade talent that, you know, because he's been able to continue doing it. And what happens the next 2 weeks, as Adam Beasley writes, because they're going to have Washington. Washington could end up with the worst record in the NFL. You saw the Bengals last night. I mean, the Bengals are putrid.
They're bad.
But what he writes, part of it, the season's quarter poll is a time for self-reflection, particularly when it syncs up with the bye. And Dolphins coach Brian Flores, to his credit, was candid on Monday about what he saw in the mirror after four games. He saw a team that probably was not ready for the start of the season after adding a dozen or so players in 10 days before the opener, so on and so forth. But does he see what computers see is what Adam Beasley writes. The worst team in the NFL by a healthy margin. Such sweeping generalizations are fun for talk radio, but in the real world, they are usually hard to prove. But in 2 weeks, we might get the chance. And you know, obviously, Pittsburgh and Cincinnati were both winless heading into last night's game. What Adam Beasley writes is odds are close to 100% that one of the seven winless teams will finish with the league's worst record. And the game that could decide it is around the corner. Dolphins and Redskins, October 13th, Hard Rock Stadium. According to ESPN's Pro Football Power Index, Redskins are the league's number 31 team, and the Dolphins are the number 32 team. So in a perverse way, Adam Beasley writes, this might be the most important regular season game in a decade for the Dolphins. For the Dolphins, it could be the difference between having Tua and not having Tua. And he goes on to kind of prove it mathematically. And he says, while no one mathematically can be eliminated from the postseason for at least another month and a half, Football Outsiders gives the Dolphins literally no chance of making the playoffs. The analytics website ran 25,000 simulations of the rest of the season, found the Dolphins qualified for the postseason 0.0% of the time. If the season ended after Sunday's game, the Dolphins would own the number one pick, finishing ahead of the Redskins and Broncos by virtue of strength of schedule. Football Outsiders thinks they'll end the year in the same spot. It predicts the Dolphins will win 2.2 games, or half as many as the Redskins, Bengals, and Broncos, who in this virtual reality would be fighting for the number two pick. But Adam Beasley writes, but that's assuming the Redskins win in 2 weeks, right, against the Dolphins. If they don't, the Dolphins might not be able to afford another win the rest of the season to end up with the number one pick. That's what Adam Beasley writes. So it's, and to me, That battle for Tua, you are talking about potentially changing your franchise for 10 or 15 seasons.
Yes.
I mean, that's a lifetime. We've been through it. You realize that if they were able to get Tua, Solana, you're 25 years old right now, right? You realize he could be the quarterback for the Dolphins by the time you're married with children that are in school, like you'd be what, 40 years old, and he could still be the quarterback. So you're talking about fortunes changing maybe in the Redskins Dolphins game, that one game.
Yeah, so I don't have no kids, man. I don't want
that's
any
what
more.
You took from all of
I
that.
Don't want any more Alejandros in this world. I'm messing around. No, you know what? And you're looking at the Redskins are better than the Dolphins.
They are better.
They're better than the Dolphins. They should not beat the Dolphins. It's like you're worried about something because of the fact that it could go wrong, but let's rationally think about it. It's not going to go wrong. Like the Redskins and Cowboys, I mean, the Redskins and Dolphins have one opponent that they've both played was the Cowboys. The Redskin-Cowboy game in the fourth quarter, it was tied. The Cowboys beat them by 10. Like, they're a NFL team. The Dolphins aren't.
Somebody texts in, if the Redskins got the number one pick, why would they take Tua after taking Haskins? I don't think they'd have any hesitation to take Tua Tagovailoa. Just on what you've seen from Dwayne Haskins in one game, part of one game, but also Tua, I believe, is this once-in-a-decade kind of quarterback where you go, yeah, how could you not take him, even if you have a quarterback on the roster?
And to the texter, that narrative was killed last year with Arizona, Rosen to Murray. They took Rosen number 10 and went back and traded him to the Dolphins and took Murray number 1.
And there's no shame in having a stockpile of decent young quarterbacks either.
No, and Kingsbury, he believed in Tua, and he believed in Murray and thinks he could run his offense. Tua's better than Kyler Murray. Like, flat out. And I understand what Mark Richt was saying. That's why when we asked him about the best quarterback, he said Jalen Hurts. I tried to follow up by who do you think would be the best quarterback on the next level, because the whole Tim Tebow thing where everybody knew Tim Tebow could not play that style of football in the NFL. I think Jalen Hurts is in a great offense. I think he looks good in that offense. But you want Jalen Hurts to run your team, or you want Tua Tagovailoa to run your team? Tua is that guy, and Hawk, I'm with you 100%. I know y'all get on, you know, all the beat writers and different people arguing. If somebody's saying Tua is that guy, they know what they're looking at.
Right.
I've watched a lot of football.
Usually when you see consensus like this, and again, it happened with Andrew Luck. And Andrew Luck was a good NFL quarterback, a very good NFL quarterback. Because somebody texts in, what if he's garbage, Tua? Because honestly, I'm liking the quarterback out of LSU more than Tua. That's Joe Burrow he's talking about. Like, anybody could be garbage. I get that. But if there's general consensus that someone can do it. If you could do it on Alabama, right, consistently, not one magical season, but on a fairly consistent basis, like what have you seen from Tua this year that has alarmed you? I mean, he's got a good deep ball.
That's what I was going to ask you, Crowder, because I do see some speculation towards how he's going to translate to the future. I watched Tua. I've watched 3 Alabama games. And, like, it's the closest thing to a sure thing I've seen since Andrew Luck. So, like, what are people seeing that are, I guess, hesitant to say he is number one overall?
Some people say he's too risky. Some people say, you know, like he believes in himself too much, and he tried, you know, like he almost tries to make too much out of nothing, where sometimes you have to just, you know, go into the next play. I say that all the time. But when you're Tua, I don't like Rosen doing too much. I don't like Fitzpatrick doing too much. When you have the strength of Tua and can make every throw, go try to do it. Like, you're on a great team. You have great players. Throw up some 50-50 balls. That's what Mark Rick was kind of saying about Trevor Lawrence. When all your receivers are 6'5", 6'6", and run 4.440s, you're going to make some mistakes just trying to let athletes make plays. I think that's when Tua gets into trouble, when he says, you know what, I need to get this guy the ball because he's special. I have not seen a hole in Tua's game. I've seen him throw the deep outs. I've seen him throw the 7s. I've seen him throw the 9s. All the routes you watch and people go to fly to Oklahoma to sit in a bubble and watch guys throw, I've seen Tua make all those throws in national championship games when everything was on the line and the world was watching. I've seen enough of Tua. If fans haven't, just watch some more games. I don't know what you need to do to convince you. Tua is going to be an extremely good NFL quarterback. I don't give a damn what team he's on. I don't care who his receivers are. The man can play ball. The man is a good quarterback.
Adam Beasley, again, writes in the Miami Herald that this game, this Dolphins-Redskins game in 2 Sundays, could be the future, the next decade of Dolphins fandom on the line. And not saying that there's not other good quarterbacks out there, but man, if they were, if they end up with the second pick and not the first, it could really change the way that the future is shaping up.
Give
for the
them
Dolphins.
Your draft to trade up.
Mm-hmm.
If they get the second, if the Dolphins get second or third pick, give them the Texans first round you got for Laramie. Give them the two that you got from the Saints.
Give three first-round picks for Tua Tagovailoa.
Hawk, what you want to do? Would you like Tua or would you like from a cornerback and a left tackle?
I believe it's one of the reasons that they've stockpiled picks, just in case. Because now you've got assets. If you want to get Tua, you can get them. Because I think two high first-round picks would get him. If you were number two and Washington had the number one pick, I think you could trade your second pick and, you know, the pick after that and still hold on to another first-rounder yourself. So let's get to headlines because I want to do –
they can have Rosen if they want him to back up whoever they need. Like, whatever's on – anything's on the table if you can get Tua Tagovailoa to be your quarterback.
I want to do cheers, too, in the next segment if we can. So let's get headlines here with Alejandro Solana.
Anybody but Laird. That's the only guy that we're not giving up.
Who? Patrick Laird?
Patrick Laird.
Get him in the game, Flores. I mean, come on. We're seeing Ballage. We're seeing Walton. We're seeing Kenyon Drake. Give me some Laird.
He's next.
Laird is next.
Let Walton fumble once.
You're not kidding. Laird is next. What do you got, Solana?
Headlines are brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. On Thursday, the Seahawks host the Rams on Thursday Night Football. Right now, the Hawks are 2-point favorites at home.
Monday Night Football last night, we had the Bengals. One of the worst bets I've ever been involved in.
It was terrible.
It was so painful. It is so dreadful to bet on a game that has no chance after about 8 minutes.
What do you do with the Rams after they get beat by the Bucks 55-40?
I don't know.
On a short week.
I don't know. It's really interesting. They're a question mark. There's a couple teams that are really bad. There's a couple teams that are really good. And then there's a lot of question marks in the NFL. What else you got, Solana?
Yesterday, Hassan Whiteside, he sort of took a shot at the Miami Heat during the Portland Blazers.
He should. I don't know what you're going to say here, but he should. He should take shots at them all season long. He never got the playing time that he thought he was going to get. He never got to be the lead. I'm not defending Hassan, by the way. It's not going to shock me if he takes shots at the Heat because he was never given what he thought he was going to get here other than the money.
And if
this is him?
Right, I was going to play my bad.
Let me hear this. I want to hear it.
No matter where you live if you're not happy on the court. You know, and this is a place that I wanted to come, and I wanted to come here for years. So, you know, And when I finally was able to come here, I really didn't care about nothing else but basketball.
So the beginning part, you said, doesn't matter where you're playing if you're not happy on the court.
Right, and he wasn't happy on the court.
And if he's happy on the court in Portland, they're going to not be a good team.
Portland is good. That's sleeper pick in the West.
Hawk, this is what I'm saying.
But think about the piece, the role that he could play on that Portland team.
Role of how many minutes? He's playing 30?
He can give you 30 minutes, but it's Dame Lillard's team.
And he's going to stand in the middle under the rim and just stand there in the paint and get in the way of all the movement of the offense.
No, he's not going to get in the way. I actually think that he can be a real successful piece. The difference between Hassan Whiteside here and Hassan Whiteside in Portland is, remember, the season he was a free agent, there were two guys, Dwayne Wade and Hassan Whiteside, and the Heat said, "You're our guy, Hassan. You're the guy we need to get under contract." Like, they let him know, "You're the guy. The offense is going to go through you. We're going to play the big man's game with Hassan Whiteside." And they didn't. He's not going to Portland under those aspirations. Like, I think Portland is my sleeper team. Because everyone else in the West, they're learning how to play together. That Portland team's been together.
11 minutes a game. Max.
It will be once Nurkic comes back. Nurkic is better.
That's true.
Hassan's a bum, Hawk. Come on, what are you doing?
He was so loved in that magical season. My wife bought a Hassan Whiteside t-shirt. Deer bra. Everything he did, we embraced. "Oh, look how clever he is. He's great on social media. You got to beat him to his apartment. Pat Riley, don't let Mark Cuban get there." Man, how quickly everyone forgot. He never changed. He didn't change. We changed. He didn't change.
People love Rocky Dennis.
I loved Rocky Dennis.
Mm-hmm. He was doing it with blocks. What a bum.
Ridiculous how everyone, I mean, you're all frauds.
Tonight, the MLB
Wild Card
round. You're
probably like Epcot Center. I don't want to get back into that. Go ahead. What do you got?
The Nationals host the Brewers tonight in the first playoff game, the MLB wild card round, 8:08 p.m. Very odd time for that game to start, exactly at 8:08 p.m.
You know, 8:08 is a palindrome.
You excited, Dan Day, for some reason. The man hasn't moved all show. You say palindrome.
That's a palindrome, Jack. You know what a palindrome is, Solana?
Yeah, it's the same as the front and the back or
right,
whatever.
Yeah. Like Bob.
It's the same as the front and the back.
Ah, he kind of got it.
NASCAR.
No. NASCAR?
Oh, no, race car. Sorry.
This kid.
I'm like trying to spell it in my head, but I'm like, it doesn't even sound the same.
Race car.
Yeah, Rexan. Yeah.
That's funny. All right, what else you got, Solana?
Let me just move on to weather.
Yeah, please. Please do.
Actually, no, this one's funny. And finally, a guy whose legal name is Sexy Vegan was arrested for having sex with a dog after he posted it online.
What part of that is funny to you?
This dude's disgusting.
Over to weather
that's
now, brought
funny
to you
to
by
you?
Lee
like,
Park.
That's a joke.
We have a different idea of what funny is. Animal abuse is funny?
Called bestiality,
Jesus.
Isn't it? Something like that.
Well, his legal name is Sexy
Vegan. All right, go ahead. What do you got for the weather?
So you see your internet history on your phone.
Yeah, that's funny.
Weather's brought to you by Hialeah Park. Right now in SoFla, it is currently partly cloudy, 85 degrees currently. Tonight's low will drop to 78, and the sunset is scheduled for 7:06 p.m.
I love when you say it's scheduled for, as if someone's making a schedule. It's scheduled for
sunset, 7:06 p.m. tonight. You can book it. Visit Hialeah Park Casino every Sunday.
Book that. Book the sunset, bro.
You got some confidence in that? We don't know if Tua's going to be a good NFL quarterback. You can book that sunset tonight, though, bro.
What's the big on that?
Visit HialeahPark.com for more information.
All right. We'll do Cheers 2 in the next segment. You want to do that? So Cheers 2, someone wins a $50 gift certificate for Funky Buddha Brewery, the tap room in Oakland Park, which is, by the way, where we're going to go on Thursday night. I'll tell you more about it in the next segment. But what we do is we go through the phone lines, and you give Cheers 2, someone or something from the weekend or something in your personal life. Anything you want to give cheers to. We go around the room, we'll give cheers to something, and then we'll go to the phones and we'll pick one caller at random. Not at random. We'll vote for one caller that has the best cheers to, the one that speaks to us the most. And you'll get $50 at Funky Buddha Brewery. So line it up right now, 786-360-0790. Before we get to Cheers 2, I'll tell you about All American Roofing, because, you know, you turn on the news here in South Florida, weather is always a big deal. I don't know if it's that way around the nation, but in South Florida, it is. This hurricane season's been no different. You start thinking about your house and your roof. And when you think about your roof, first thing that should pop into your head is my friends at All American Roofing. If you've noticed a roof leak, or maybe, you know, you look up in the ceiling and you see a little bit of discoloration, and you kind of know something's brewing up there, you want to get it fixed before it's a major problem. You cannot take a chance on your roof. All American Roofing is the way to go. They've been in service for almost 30 years. They've got a team of licensed and insured roofing contractors, and they're always available to provide the best in customer service. My wife and I use them to re-roof our entire house back after Hurricane Wilma, which was, what, 2005. They've got emergency services available 7 days a week. They're always there to help. Whether you need a brand new roof or just a repair, estimates are always free. And they use Y-Green financing if you need home improvement financing. Y-Green makes it easy and affordable to finance the home improvements you want, providing increased security, savings, and comfort for you and your family. Because your home, it's your place of comfort, and it's quite likely your most precious investment. So Y-Green takes a more personal and inclusive approach to home improvements financing for energy efficiency, efficiency upgrades, and climate resiliency. So call All American Roofing right now, 954-772-ROOF. That's 954-772-ROOF. Or check them out online at allamericanroof.com. Going to play a little Cheers 2 next on Hockman and Crowder. What is this song? I like this.
This is Les Artistes by Santigold.
Oh, Santigold. What was the song? What was the hit? Santigold. This is a good song. I like it. I never heard it before. All right, we're going to do Cheers 2 here. Now, this is your chance to win $50 at Funky Buddha Brewery. So the tap room is in Oakland Park, and we're going to go there Thursday after the show. So me, Crowder, Solana, Dan Day, we are all going to head out. Show ends at 6 o'clock, and we'll drive down there. We'll probably be there, 6:30, 6:45. I don't know what time the Panthers game starts on Thursday. Maybe 7 o'clock? Probably
yes.
A 7 o'clock face-off?
7, yeah.
So we'll be down there. We're going to enjoy ourselves some Funky Buddha. We're going to enjoy the food, and we're inviting everyone to come join us. It's totally informal. Just come hang out.
Just be hanging out watching TV.
They got a lot of TVs. They got, obviously, great beer, great food. I'm looking forward to the Yucca Tots. I think my buddy Jim DeJoseph is coming. I invited Dr. Chuck. I'll invite some other people. And, we'll just watch ourselves some hockey. Hopefully the Panthers can start the season with a hot streak instead of having to play from behind every damn season.
Yeah.
I'm getting so angry there. No, but it is because every season.
You should be. You should be ready for the Panthers to do something.
Let's go. Now, Tampa's good, so, it's not easy. But and then they'll host Tampa, I think, Saturday at the BB&T Center. It was their opening night for home. Thursday, we want you to come on out and join us at Funky Buddha Brewery. The tap room is between Oakland and Commercial. Yep. Just east of Dixie. And, we are going to – I'm looking forward to it now. Like, I haven't had those Yucca Tots in a long time, and I'm looking forward to it.
Food's delicious, but it's just some good old-fashioned beer drinking we're going to do Thursday night.
That is correct.
You want some good old-fashioned beer drinking, you come on out Thursday.
Let's go around the room first, give our cheers to. I am giving cheers to, and I know a lot of people like to rip on American Airlines. I'm giving cheers to American Airlines. I flew them out to L.A. last week, and I flew them back. And American Airlines gives you the ability to watch live TV on your phone or your iPad, whatever it is, because they've got Wi-Fi connected 12 live channels. You don't even have to pay extra for it. And so Sunday, when I was flying back, I was able to watch the Dolphins game. I was able to watch NFL Network. Like, it was such a pleasure. Just totally changes a flight when you can watch live TV. And again, I know American Airlines is a punching bag sometimes. I have such a great experience on them and did again flying to and from L.A. So cheers to American Airlines and really the ability, and I imagine they have it on other airlines, the ability to watch live TV. Obviously JetBlue has it because they've got the TVs built in. But the ability to watch live TV during air travel just changes everything. What are you giving cheers to, Crowder?
I'm giving cheers to Deshaun Watson.
Oh, he had a great explanation.
Did you see that interview where don't get upset, athletes? Tell him exactly what happened. The guy questioned, can he throw the ball into this coverage? And he explained the coverage to a T.
I mean, I understood what he was talking about when he was done. Like, it wasn't, you've never played the game. So, I mean, Deshaun Watson gave a complete explanation of what the coverage was.
And that's better than just becoming mad and doing the old, you don't know what the hell you're looking at stuff. Explain it to him. If they want an answer, he asked about coverage. Deshaun explained cover four beautifully. I run a lot of cover four when I call my defense. But cover four beautifully.
Blitz they ass.
Yeah, that's you. that's at the top of my call sheet. Blitz they ass, cover four at the bottom. But no, I loved how he did it. You've seen players get mad. But also, talk to reporters like they don't know the sport. Like, well, there were some guys deep, so I didn't want to go back there with those guys. He explained it to them. Explanation was great, and he didn't get upset about it. It was X and O talk. I want to give Deshaun Watson a lot of love for how he dealt with that situation.
Yeah, that was excellent. Solana, who are you giving cheers to today?
Watch that video again on mute and just watch his hands. Trust me, it's really awesome.
Watch his hands?
Yeah, just watch his hands.
Guy. He thought NASCAR was a palindrome. So, take everything he says with a grain of salt.
Watching Deshaun's hands?
What are you giving cheers to, Solana?
I'm giving cheers to restaurants, specifically Cuban restaurants that have a ventanita. ventanita. We call it la ventanita. So instead of having to go in, or very often in the morning, you'll go, you'll order a Cuban coffee.
I love this.
Yeah, and it's very Miami-centric.
It's a window. It's right. a window,
it's a window. We call it la ventanita.
It's like it's a small window, right? Ventana is window. Right. So ventanita, small window. I love this at a restaurant. Like, they don't have this really much in South Florida, certainly not in Boca. But, like, even if you're in New Orleans, as I mentioned earlier, or in Philly, you can walk up to a place. Yeah, you get some food at the window and you go on with your life.
Yeah, and it's like kind of a culture thing in Miami, too. You go to La Carreta, you stand at La Ventanita, you talk to people, random people who are just sharing a little cafecito. I think it really expresses how Miami is and the city of it. So I'm giving cheers to all the restaurants that have La Ventanita.
Cheers to Little Windows.
Cheers to window?
Little Windows. Cheers to Little Windows.
To window.
Like drive-thrus, except you walk up.
A walkthrough.
All right, let's go to the calls here. We're going to vote on a winner. Someone is going to get $50 to spend at Funky Buddha Brewery, the tap room in Oakland Park. We absolutely love that place. And again, we invite you to come join us, all of us, Thursday after the show. We're going to go watch some hockey and Thursday night footballs that night, too. Who'd you say it was Thursday night? Seattle.
And the Rams.
And the Rams. Yeah. So we got some good sports to watch on Thursday night. All right, caller one is Jose in Little Havana. Go ahead. Who are you giving cheers to, Jose?
You'd think they at least throw in a happy hour once in a while at Epcot, no? Not even.
I mean, give me something for all that money.
Two for one between 3 and 4? I don't know. Fast pass, something like that?
Anything. Give me anyway, a fast pass and a 2 for 1, and maybe I'll come back.
Hey, my cheers is to people who purposely get other people riled up with unpopular opinions. It's fun. I like it.
Your cheers to his Hulk.
Man, I love it. Yeah, listen, that's the secret sauce. I'm writing it down. My notes, people who purposely, and then I wrote dot, 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 me.
Cheers.
But I will tell, 100% honesty, my take on Epcot is not phony. Like, I really do believe that. I've had phony takes in my life. Mm-hmm. I've had it in my radio career. I know Crowder has. Crowder loves to get people riled up. I'm telling you, my right hand to God, my take on Epcot is not phony. That is from the heart. Dom, you're on Cheers 2. Who are you giving cheers to, Dom?
My Cheers 2 goes back to Channing Crowder's best throwback song, Cotton Eye Joe.
Right, his own soundtrack.
That's excellent. Let's see here. Ernest in Miami Lakes. You're on Cheers 2 with Hockman and Crowder. Who are you giving cheers to?
I'm giving cheers to my wife, who I told yesterday was going to be the last day to get a hot burger. And she took it upon herself to make her own version of it, and it was delicious. So, cheers to my wife.
Look at that.
Making me a hot burger when I got home.
So, she made a Hockman burger. Obviously, I would prefer you go to Tucker Duke's, but how was the homemade Hockman burger?
It was great with the Fritos, with the sour cream, the onions, the cheddar, the Angus beef. I mean, it was delicious.
I'm so hungry right now. That's a good one. What's that?
He didn't say he went and got one. He said his wife made one.
His wife made one.
No, man.
Well, when she found out we had to drive to Boca and we live in Miami Lakes, she took it upon herself to save me the trip.
Randy used to do that when we were kids. No, it's not like the regular burgers. No, Daddy, that's not McDonald's at all.
Channing, growing up, wanted McDonald's. Randy would say, what? I can make a McDonald's burger just fine.
But that's all he talked about. And then put it between white bread. It was greasy white bread.
So that Cheers 2 nomination, that doesn't speak to you,
No, man, don't tell me I'm going to make it at home.
Pedro, you are on Cheers 2, Hockman and Crowder. Who are you giving cheers to?
What a cheapskate. He couldn't go to the restaurant, make his wife make it. Come on, man. You're a loser.
I love when people comment on the other callers during Cheers 2. Go ahead. We're giving cheers 2, Pedro.
I made his wife make it. Come on. That should be my cheers. Hey, listen. My cheers goes to the University of Florida's own Pete Alonso, the polar bear, for breaking the record. I know you like monster dongs, Hawk.
Did you see Seinfeld said that Seinfeld said he'd consider rebooting Seinfeld if Pete Alonso would agree to play the role of Keith Hernandez from the old episode.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
That would be great, man. I'd root for Pete Alonso there. I do like Monster Dongs, and that dude did it.
No dongs for you.
Hold on. All right. Yeah, hold on. Let's see. Who's on line five here? Carlos in Miami. Who are you giving cheers to, Carlos?
What are the chances that someone from Miami Lakes is calling for the Hawkman Burger? I'm going myself today to get a Hawkman Burger, and I'm cheers to that it got extended for the rest of the year, Hawkman.
There you go. He's going to get a Hawkman Burger, and the Hawkman Burger is available for the rest of the year, as he mentioned. These guys know how to work the system here.
I
like it. I got no problems with it. Roger in Miami. Who are you giving cheers to, Roger?
Hello?
Yep, Roger. Who are you giving cheers to?
Cheers to my 7-year-old son who called me out for saying I was afraid of mommy.
Man, that's a good one.
That's funny.
But so, you're supposed to be. I'm scared of my wife too.
Who?
You're not scared of your wife.
You got to teach them early. Oh, I'm terrified of my wife.
I think who that's good.
Who did he call you out to? Did he call you out to your wife? Said daddy's scared of you, or is was it to someone else?
Yeah, we were reading every night. We like read a book. We were reading a book, and it was about coming out. You know, about your fears and facing your fears. So we went around the room. And said, "Are you afraid of?" And then he said, "Daddy, what are you afraid of?" I said, "Nothing." He's like, thought about it for a second. He's like, "Daddy, I know what you're afraid of." I'm like, "What?" He's like, "Mommy."
Yeah, that's a smart kid. That's a smart kid.
Like
that's a smart kid right there. Luis in New Jersey. You are on Hawkman and Crowder. Who are you giving cheers to?
Hey, real quick, I just want to say, Crowder, man, you're one of my favorite players. I got two of your jerseys at home.
Oh, appreciate you, bro.
Oh, you're the one. That.
Yeah.
Don't laugh at him, man. Tell him go to hell.
All right. So my cheers to is to the sunny state of Florida. I'm a truck driver. I've been in on the road here in the Northeast for the past couple of days, and I haven't seen the sun once. So you know what? We need vitamin D in our lives. So I definitely appreciate our sunny state, which gives us all the sunshine, Papa.
And you'll be coming down maybe in your truck so you could use the gift certificate for Funky Buddha?
Oh, yeah, I'm already in New Jersey. I'm driving down already.
All right, very good.
Stop at Cafe Risque. They got showers, but don't eat the potato salad. Just help me out, bro. Just help me out.
As I always said, that's the only place you don't mind if there's a hair in your food. Cafe Risque. All right. Hold on. Where am I? Steve. Oh, you see this on the phone line, Solana? It gives you a little arrow as to who's next. You see that? That little arrow up there?
Oh, yeah.
On line 8? How cool. A little radio nerd moment there for a moment. Steve in Cutler Bay. Who are you giving cheers to, Steve?
Hey, I would like to give cheers for the Miami Dolphins and the diehard Miami Dolphin fans who go out there and get their butts kicked every single week.
And they're doing it for a greater purpose, though.
Yes.
They're doing it for a greater purpose.
I like that one.
Ray in Pompano Beach. Who are you giving cheers to, Ray?
Yeah, Solana didn't see the arrow. He just lied, but this is real.
I noticed it, too. You can read him like a book. Yeah.
Yeah, like I really believe that. Yeah, nice try, Solana. You're getting it, though, bro.
Yeah, well, guess what, Ray? When I have to vote for you to win, guess who's not voting for you, Ray?
Hey, watch it. I'm going to the Connecticut School of Broadcasting. I'm coming in soon. Watch it.
Come take his job. We need some help, Ray. Come take his job.
That was good.
My cheers are, this is real, my cheers are to Hawkman and Crowder, and to a lesser extent, Solana, who have found a way to host a sports radio show in a town whose home team may go down as the worst in NFL history. I mean that. You guys are funny. You're good. You remind me of Gene Wilder and Richard Pryor. I laugh my ass off. My life isn't great, but you guys are great. You don't take it too serious. I find a way to laugh. I'm not kissing your butt. Keep up the great work. My My cheers to you guys.
Thank you so much. I've said before that we are Gene Wilder and Richard Pryor. You ever see those old movies like Stir Crazy and
yes.
Silver Streak?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I mean, that is highest form of compliment. One more caller. Lauren.
I go with Jack Lemmon and Walter Matthau.
The Odd Couple?
Yeah.
We are the odd couple.
Grumpier Old Men, like all those shows. It is what it is.
Lauren in Pembroke Pines. Who are you giving cheers to, Lauren?
I'm giving cheers to the NFL for keeping my man busy on Sundays so I can have me time.
Sexy call right there. She gets me time on Sundays because the NFL is keeping her man busy.
This is
as tough a cheers to as we have ever had, mostly because there's a lot of people kissing my ass on the phone lines. So the first caller, cheers to people who purposely troll other people, essentially, and that's he's accusing me of that on my Epcot take, but that happens to be real. Caller two brought sound effects. He had the Cotton Eye Joe song.
I think Cotton Eye Joe's about STD or racism.
Yeah,
so let's
no, it was
take
STD. STD.
STD. Oh, I did some reading. Yeah, we can't do that.
Caller three, his wife made him a Hochman burger. Your wife went out and actually got a Hochman burger yesterday. His wife made him one. He didn't want to drive all the way from Miami Lakes.
Did it help anybody? Didn't even help him. He knew that burger. I'll tell you what, your wife's burger wasn't as good as a real Tucker Duke's burger. I'll tell you that.
Caller number four, Pete Alonso, the baseball player. Caller five, something about going to get a Hochman burger on caller five.
He said he's from Miami Lakes. He's on his way now to get a Hochman burger.
Oh, yeah. So he supersedes caller three for sure, caller two. Caller six, his seven-year-old son called him out for being scared of mommy. Caller number seven, the great state of Florida. He's a truck driver. He loves the sunshine here. Caller eight, Miami Dolphins and their fans. Caller nine, Hochman and Crowder for making sports and sports talk radio tolerable down here and not taking anything too seriously. Caller 10, the NFL for keeping her man busy on Sundays. I'm so torn on these. I think caller number 9, Ray, gave to me the perfect definition of our show, which is we're all here, we're all sports fans, we're all doing this together, but we can't take it seriously, and we can have fun. Doesn't matter if we're losing or winning, we're having fun. I'm voting for caller number 9, Ray.
This was the toughest one we've had.
Toughest one we've ever had.
I like the 7-year-old boy. That's awesome because I'm terrified of my wife,
as
too.
As every husband listening is.
The Dolphins that are sticking around and just
– I mean, they deserve props.
Making the best of it. You know what's going on. I'll ride with Lauren. She came in at the end. The woman's perspective of the NFL Sunday, we get involved and love it and run out there. What are the women doing? They enjoying their time, too. They're not sitting at home crying your asses at the game.
That's right. They wish there were more games. Sundays. They wish the Bears-Raiders game Sunday was at 9:30 a.m. again. It'd take your ass out of her hair for another 3 hours.
Yeah, well, a full day. I'm going with Lauren.
Solana, it's going to be all up to you. I say caller 9, Ray. Channing says caller 10, Lauren.
Ray, he thinks I'm going to vote for him?
Oh, my God. Oh, what a punch in the gut. You should be more man than Ray. You should vote your conscience. As Ted Cruz said at the Republican National Convention, vote your conscience, Solana.
What happened?
probably wrong audience to bring up what I thought was an excellent callback.
It's too bad. I'm not more man than Ray. I'm going with Lauren.
Wow. A surprise victor at the end. Lauren in Pembroke Pines.
My wife has to go through this. I work the entire day. I leave the house at 8 a.m. I don't get home till 8 p.m.
She loves it.
And she doesn't complain. I'm with Lauren. I think some people don't understand
she
that.
She loves it. All right. Lauren gets $50 at Funky Buddha Brewery, the tap room in Oakland Park. We'll be there Thursday night watching some Panthers hockey. And she will be there spending that money however she damn well pleases, because her man is busy watching football. Rousing rendition of Cheers 2. You can't make it that tough, people. You can't make it that tough. We need the guy in the wheelchair again.
Mm-mm.
Make it a slam dunk.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
All right, let me talk about Cheetah here. Always lots going on at the Cheetah. Make Cheetah Hallandale your free lunch hotspot. Why would you pay for lunch with an unpleasant view? Enjoy a gourmet lunch menu for free every day, 11:30 till 3, happy hour till 6. If you haven't been there yet, this is not your typical free lunch. This is a full-on kitchen with chefs. You order off the menu, sliders, burgers, wings, salads, sandwiches. They do daily specials like barbecue ribs and different pastas. Gotta check it out. See for yourself. Now, tonight, it's Tuesday. In the biz, guests, you can enjoy 25% off your entire bar tab, $100 bottle specials, free admission, and more. That's every Sunday through Tuesday. So that is tonight. The place for In the Biz workers is the Cheetah. And then, of course, beer, babes, and lots of football action in Cheetah Hallandale's ultra high-tech sports lounge. Whether it's Monday night football last night, Thursday night football, all the weekend college and pro games, this is a sports lounge you will never want to leave. Enjoy all the games with hundreds of beautiful, exotic referee and cheerleader adult entertainers, leather couch seating, HD TVs, projector screens, and you can enjoy Corona, Bud, and Modelo specials. And if you want details, just check out their website, which is CheetahSofl.com. Man, we have had a fun 2 hours and 45 minutes. We still got another hour and 15 minutes to go. Quick break. We'll come right back on Hockman and Crowder. Usually I have a great feel for radio and and my job. I thought we had a fantastic Cheers 2 segment. I was met in the hallway by our program director, Len. Gave me a tongue lashing on how long that segment took and when we were supposed to go to break. And I didn't even know when we were supposed to go to break. I lost track of that weeks ago, and it just didn't go well out there.
When he asked you what time did we break and you didn't know, I knew we were in trouble then. Don't get me in trouble, man.
This hour brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. I thought we were having a good time. I thought we were having fun. Len was like, the hell with that. Follow the damn clock. And in all honesty, we were supposed to break at like 431. Mm-hmm. And I think we broke at like 441.
10 minutes, a long time
in radio. It sure is.
If I get fired, my wife's going, she might hit me.
We know you're scared of her.
Terrified of her. You are. I gotta sleep on the couch. I need some memory foam, man. Don't put me on the couch. We can't mess up.
Don't take away my memory foam.
Man, I'm sedity now, man. I need some memory foam.
But we did go long there with Cheers too, but I was having such a good time with people complimenting us that I lost track of time. But at 5 o'clock, just 10 minutes from now, Joe Zagacki, voice of the Miami Hurricanes, will be in studio with us.
That's amazing.
Tuesdays, because he's always here Tuesdays for Hurricane Hotline, so he comes in and does a segment with us in the studio. I always enjoy that. Look, here comes Len. He's walking down the hallway right now. Look, he's got his tough guy arms on.
Yeah.
Look at him. Look, I'm giving him the finger. Chest look at that. Did you see
back.
That? I gave him the finger.
You waited till he turned.
I did. I waited till he turned.
The moment he disappeared
beyond the window, I gave him the finger.
Tough guy over there. Let him have it.
Yeah, I'm giving you the finger, Len.
No, don't say that.
Oh, I think he listens on delay at his desk. You're right.
Did I tell you about this couch situation I'm going to have to deal with?
Man needs his memory foam.
I need that foam.
All right, so Joe Zagacki is going to join us in the next segment. Don't tune out. Sit through the commercials because Len gave me a tongue lashing about ratings, so I don't want to go through that again. I'm giving you the finger, Len.
Don't give him the finger.
Here comes someone else. I'm about to give them the finger. I don't even know who it is. I'll just wait till they pass.
Better not be Antoine. No, that's the nicest lady in the world. Don't flick her off.
Yeah, she's nice. I'm giving you the finger to your back.
You scared of her, too? Boaters. Y'all boaters out there like me, you know I love boating. It's a hassle trying to keep that boat looking great and trying to find the right place that's going to help you with it without breaking the bank. I have the solution for you. I've had boats down here for years, and I found my homeboy Marty at R&M Marine Supplies. R&M carries every paint, pigment, gel coats with or without wax, bottom paints, all sort of interior and exterior waxes. They got it all. But the best part of R&M, the most amazing part of R&M is Marty. the knowledge and expertise that he brings. I love it. You can send Marty a picture of something wrong with your boat. You can tell him about it. He will have everything you need already ready in a box when you get to R&M Marine Supply. He's going to explain step by step how to fix the problem. You can do it yourself. Have that boat looking great all the time with Marty's expertise and R&M Marine Supply. They carry fiberglass products. They carry wash and wax cleaners. The knowledge to handle all those maintenance projects is what you need, and that's what Marty brings to you and keeps that boat looking tip-top shape. Get over to R&M Marine Supplies. It's 3350 Northwest South River Drive in Miami. It's right down the street from Miami International Airport. Or give Marty a call at 305-634-6767. He will walk you through any project step by step. That's 305-634-6767. Or visit the Facebook or online at R&M Marine Supply.
The Facebook?
The Facebook, that's not how it goes.
Did you just say the Facebook?
Go to the Facebook and the Twitter.
JT told him to drop the.
That's gone?
The Facebook.
Facebook and online at rnmmarinesupplies.com for everything to keep that boat looking great and the knowledge to do it. Visit R&M Marine Supplies.
Ooh, today is Croqueta Day. Did you know that, Solana?
National Croqueta Day?
Yeah, well, I think it's only local in Miami, but it's Croqueta Day. You don't like croquetas, huh?
I don't like meat toothpaste.
All right, Joe Zagacki is the voice of the Miami Hurricanes. We're going to give him the finger next on Hockman and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.